While we may not always have a lively, concrete faith in the Eucharist, the devil sure believes. When we receive his body and blood, his life permeates us down to the very depths of our hearts. The devil knows this, so he tries every trick to keep us away from Holy Communion. And I think the fear of COVID is one of his most successful means of doing so. The body and blood of Jesus is not something to be afraid of, but to run with joy and fervent anticipation to. Further, how often do we make it a point when we're passing a Catholic church to stop in and make a visit? As Mother Teresa once said, the time you spend with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is the best time you will spend on earth. Each moment that you spend with Jesus will deepen your union with him and make your soul everlastingly more glorious and beautiful in heaven, and will help bring about an everlasting peace on earth. We take our Lord in the Eucharist for granted. I remember one time in my last parish assignment, I was bringing Holy Communion to a shut-in. After I gave the host to him, he began to cry. Why? Because he missed being at Mass. If only we had the faith that he did. Praying after receiving communion, praying after Mass, making visits to the Blessed Sacrament, these are, in the end, but small things to express and grow in our faith, things that we should do out of love. The Feast of Corpus Christi celebrates the gift of our Lord to us under the mere appearance of bread and wine, the source and summit of our faith. Yet love always desires a response back. What ways, no matter how small, can we strive to increase our love of the Lord in the Eucharist this week? Do we dare to give all that we can?